Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with World News. The headlines. Indian Air Force evacuates 335 Indian passengers from Sri Lanka stranded at Colombo Airport due to Cyclone Ditwa. Death toll rises to 334 in Sri Lanka, 370 people still missing. 26th Hornbill Festival to begin today at Kisama Heritage Village in Kohima, Nagaland. Tesla CEO Elon Musk defends H-1B visa program, says US economy has benefited immensely from Indian immigrants. And in men's cricket, India beat South Africa by 17 runs in first ODI of three-match series in Ranchi. The Indian Air Force has brought to Thiruvananthapuram 335 Indians who had been stranded in Sri Lanka following Cyclone Ditwa. More from our correspondent.
As part of Operation Sagarbindu, the Indians stranded in Sri Lanka due to the cyclone were brought to Thiruvananthapuram last night on Air Force aircrafts. The Air Force IL-76 and C-130J aircraft, which had gone to Sri Lanka to deliver relief materials following the cyclone disaster, evacuated the stranded Indians from Colombo and transported them to Thiruvananthapuram. For those who arrived at Thiruvananthapuram, special bus services were arranged to return to their home. According to Defence Ministry sources, MH-17V medium lift helicopters from the Southern Air Command headquarters were deployed for the rescue operations in Sri Lanka and Garud Special Forces were also positioned there. The Indian Air Force rescue operations in Sri Lanka will continue today as well. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Sri Lanka continues to grapple with one of its deadliest natural disasters in recent years, as the death toll from Cyclone Ditwa's aftermath has risen to 334, with 370 people still missing, according to the Disaster Management Center. Widespread floods and landslides continue to cut off several districts. India has intensified rescue efforts under Operation Sagarbandhu, deploying helicopters and NDRF teams across the hardest hit regions. Stranded passengers were also airlifted yesterday, bringing them back to India. Meanwhile, President Anuradha Dissanayake addressed the nation and assured that the state of emergency will be used to speed up relief and recovery. Sri Lankan and Indian forces continue to carry out large-scale rescues, including 211 people airlifted near Mavilaru Tank, Kotmale Rescue and many others. More from our correspondent.
Rescue teams in Sri Lanka continue to battle difficult conditions where swollen rivers and unstable slopes pose fresh dangers across the island. Indian Air Force helicopters conducted sorties yesterday, transporting the injured and delivering urgent supplies to isolated communities. In addition, NDRF teams at Puttalam and Badulla are trekking through inundated terrain as they are continuing with their rescue and relief operations to reach families trapped in remote pockets. Meanwhile, the local authorities warn of new landslide risks as rains persist, even as the rivers swell to the flood level. Emergency shelters are filling up with volunteers distributing food, medicine and clean water. The government says the priority now is locating the missing and restoring access to areas still cut off by the disaster. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Badulla.
Severe cyclonic storm Ditwa weakened into a deep depression last night and lies over southwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining North Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coasts. It has moved northwards with a speed of 10 kilometers per hour during the past 6 hours and is located at 90 kilometers southeast of Chennai, 90 kilometers southeast of Puducherry and more than 100 kilometers away from Kadalur and Karaikal. The minimum distance of the center of the deep depression will be about 30 kilometers parallel to North Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. It is likely to weaken gradually further into a depression by this afternoon. Heavy rain is likely to occur at isolated places over Thiruvallur district today. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said that peace talks with Ukraine were constructive, but more work is needed to reach a deal to end the Russia-Ukraine war. U.S. and Ukrainian officials had roughly 4 hours of talks yesterday in an effort to outline a possible endgame to the conflict, just days ahead of a planned visit by a U.S. envoy to Moscow for meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The discussions were held in Florida and were led by Rustem Umerov, Ukraine's chief negotiator. U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner were also present. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Nagaland, the 26th Hornbill Festival will kick off today at the Naga Heritage Village of Kisama in Kohima. Coinciding with Nagaland Statehood Day, the 10-day festival will bring together all major Naga tribes under one roof, celebrating tradition, folklore, music, craft and cuisine. We have a report from our correspondent.
The stage is set for the state to kick off its 26th edition of the festivals, the Hornbill Festival at the Naga Heritage Kisama this evening. The inaugural ceremony will begin at 4 p.m. in the Unity Plaza, Kisama. Governor of Nagaland, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, will be the chief host. This year, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Austria, Malta and Switzerland have joined as country partners, while Arunachal Pradesh comes on board as the state partner. Before the commencement of the opening ceremony, different inaugurations of the departments, stalls, exhibition, carnivals, events are lined up for the day. Beyond Kisama, exciting programs are also planned across the state, extending the festive spirit even further. Asunyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has defended the H-1B visa program, saying that the U.S. economy has benefited immensely from Indian immigrants. He made the comments in a podcast conversation with Zeroda co-founder Nikhil Kamath. Musk said that America needs high-skilled workers from India now more than ever, while also calling out misuse of the visa system by some outsourcing firms. Musk said America has been an immense beneficiary of talent from India, adding that his companies constantly struggle to fill specialized roles because there's always a scarcity of talented people.
I think there's been some misuse of the H-1B program. It would be accurate to say that there's, you know, like some of the outsourcing companies have kind of gamed the system on the H-1B front, and we need to stop the gaming of the system. You know, I'm certainly not in the school of thought that we should shut down the H-1B program. That's which some on the right are. I think they don't realize that that would actually be very bad.
Domestic benchmark equity indices opened at new all-time high in early trade today amid investor optimism around strong quarter two GDP growth at 8.2%. Sensex advanced 255 points at 85,962 and Nifty inched up 73 points to 26,276 in the opening trade today. All the sectoral indices on NSE were trading up except Nifty FMCG and Nifty Chemicals. Nifty Metal and Nifty Auto were the top gainers. The U.S. markets ended in the green zone overnight. In Asian markets, China's Shanghai Index added 0.43% and Shenzhen advanced 0.99%. Japan's Nikkei dipped 1.68%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index added 0.77% and South Korea's Kospi dropped 0.12%. In sports, in men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 17 runs in the opening match of the three-match ODI series in Ranchi last night. Chasing a target of 350 runs in 50 overs, South Africa were all out for 332 with four balls to spare. For South Africa, Matthew Breedsky was the top scorer with 72 runs, followed by Marco Jansen, 70, and Corbin Boshan, 67. For India, Kuldeep Yadav scalped four wickets, while Harshit Rana took three wickets. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and elected to bowl first. Riding on Virat Kohli's 135 off 120 balls, India scored 349 for 8 in the stipulated 50 overs. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Indian Air Force evacuates 335 Indian passengers from Sri Lanka stranded at Colombo Airport due to Cyclone Dithwa. Death toll rises to 334 in Sri Lanka and 370 people still missing. 26th Hornbill Festival to begin today at Kisama Heritage Village in Kohima, Nagaland. Tesla CEO Elon Musk defends H-1B visa program, saying U.S. economy has benefited immensely from Indian immigrants. And in men's cricket, India beat South Africa by 17 runs in first ODI of the three-match series in Ranchi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.